Well, Philip Rucker, stand by for just a moment, because let's turn now to Senator James Lankford. He's a Republican from Oklahoma. He's joining us today from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Senator Lankford, welcome to On Point.
Glad to be with you today. Thank you.
So, first of all, Senator Lankford, let me ask you, if this is still a big if, but if the House votes to impeach President Trump, it moves then to the Senate. Would you support, or do you believe the Senate should hold a full trial?
Sure, we should. You know, that's a constitutional responsibility to be able to go through the process. So there's no exception on that. Now, what the House passes and what they send over to us, we can look at it for its validity, try to be able to make an evaluation. But absolutely, there should be a response from the Senate if the House does an impeachment.
Hmm. So then, obviously, that is to come, or maybe to come. Senator Lankford, then what do you think about the current allegations as we know them against the president? Do you think this impeachment inquiry has legitimate ground to stand on?
So that's the difficulty here. If we started at the beginning of this year, there were 100 Democrats in the House saying we want to be able to impeach the president, and they're working on convincing their peers to be able to do that. Early last week, 200 Democrats came out and said we want to do an impeachment inquiry on the president, and we're going to base that on information we'll get tomorrow. And it was a very odd week last week that literally 200 Democrats announced before they had any information about the whistleblower, before they knew the validity of it, before they had seen the transcript, before they had read the whistleblower report, even announced they wanted to open an impeachment inquiry about what they hoped they would read the next day. And then, of course, the information comes out the next day, and they said, see, we told you so, there'd be something there. So it made for a very odd political week that they literally announced the impeachment inquiry first and then actually read information to try to figure out why second. That puts a very severe taint on this whole process to show just how political it really is. Now, the challenge is then to be able to get the facts out of it, because everyone's so twisted around about the issue of an impeachment inquiry. And one of the main facts that everyone seems to be missing is the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, is actually the one who brought the issue up about Rudy Giuliani and about the Hunter Biden topic up to President Trump first. And then President Trump actually responded back to him. This has been big news in Ukraine for months and months and months. It's only now reaching the United States.
So, Senator Lankford, though, do you have a concern with the president's private lawyer, though, essentially conducting what some see as a shadow foreign policy on behalf of the president of the United States?
So part of the challenge is not a shadow foreign policy. It is doing political work for the president as well as legal work. Obviously, Rudy Giuliani has been very engaged trying to defend the president on all these accusations with Russia that now Democrats seem to have dropped all of that after 2.5 years. They've dropped the issue about Russia and Russian collusion, but there are still some things to be tied up there, including some connections in Ukraine, to try to figure out where this information was coming from. That's why there is a special counsel that's already been assigned by William Barr to be able to go do the investigation. That's John Durham, and his investigation has been ongoing, very quiet, as it should be, but that's been ongoing for a while. And then the next question is, you know, what has been done in the past and what is that? So Rudy Giuliani does have a responsibility to working for the president personally, but also in his political operation as well.
But, Senator, if I may ask, I mean, the political work that you're saying that Rudy Giuliani is doing on behalf of the president is, in effect, asking the Ukrainian government to launch an inquiry that could have an impact on a candidate running for president here in the United States. So it would have an impact. It's asking a foreign government to take up action that would have an impact on a U.S. election. Is that not a problem?
Well, it is a problem if it wasn't already an investigation ongoing there. Like, again, this has been big news for a long time in Ukraine to be able to study what happened, what did the previous Ukrainian government do, what did individuals do, what did their prosecutor do. There's been a transition in governments there in Ukraine over the summer, and so when that occurred, the new administration is looking at a lot of things the old administration already did. This is why Ukrainian President Zelensky brought this topic up to President Trump, because this is something they're already in the process of doing.
So, Senator Lankford, it sounds as if, given what you just said, that if an impeachment vote is held in the House and moves to the Senate, what would be your bar to prove that that the president may have done something that's unbecoming of the office of the presidency of the United States?
Well, ultimately, if you're going to make a statement, if it's unbecoming the office of the president, that is a political statement to make. And obviously, the House can choose to make whatever political statements, as I mentioned before.
But if I may, impeachment is a political process. It is actually separate.
That's correct. Yeah. It is actually a political process. You're exactly right on that. But that's why I say that 100 Democrats began this year saying we want to be able to impeach the president. And they've been working to find a moment to be able to convince their peers to join them in that. Now, apparently, last week, they convinced their colleagues, come join us in this, and let's go impeach the president. I think it's a very intense conversation. When you're actually talking about high crimes and misdemeanors, when you're going through that process, as we learned as a nation a century ago, the impeachment of a president is not just about, I don't like his political views, I don't like how he handles himself. It is a criminal probe more than anything else. That's what the American people, I think, expect. I think the American people expect if someone is elected, the other side's going to work with them, that it's not going to become a distraction based on I don't like his political perspective, or I don't like the way he handles himself. They want to know there's something bigger than that.
Well, Senator James Lankford, Republican from Oklahoma, speaking to us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Senator Lankford, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure to be with you today.
And Philip Rucker, White House Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Stand by for just a moment. We've got to take a quick break. We are talking about next steps in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. We'll also talk to a pair of some of America's best historians on what history has in terms of lessons for us today. We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. We'll be right back. This is On Point.